You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has decided to leave AI considerations out of its plans to revive the previous government's Fair Digital News bargaining bill, saying the broad issue of AI would be considered later. However, there is increasing evidence that new generative AI internet search tools provided by OpenAI, Microsoft, and Google can increase the risk of returning misleading, false, or partially correct information. Research by Senior Lecturer in Screen, Audio and Journalism at AUT, Maria Mililati, looks further into this and how search functions and chatbots shape news discovery. I spoke to Maria about the Fair Digital News bargaining bill and the risks of AI chatbots when using news content. So just firstly, I wanted to ask, what are some of the risks that come with AI-powered chatbots such as Google's Gemini, Microsoft's Copilot, and OpenAI's ChatGPT using news content to train their models?
There are multiple kind of problems. One of the big problems is, of course, that these chatbots and search engines hoover or scrape the information from the news site, and most often without their consent, so are not paying any license fee or any copyright. And then some of the news organizations have agreed and the made a partnership with these companies, and then they allow their news to be used in these chatbots and train these chatbots, whereas some other companies have actually stopped them scraping their information, and they don't let these chatbots and search engines to use that content. So there are two kind of different maybe scenarios there, because if you let these chatbots and use your content and they pay for that, it might be that you will get better results on those chatbots later on. But if you don't let them actually then use it, your news disappears from these platforms completely. So it's a very complex situation.
And the New Zealand government has decided to leave AI considerations out of its plans to revive the previous government's Fair Digital News bargaining bill, potentially opening the door to bring the likes of Microsoft and OpenAI to the negotiating table. How concerned are you about this?
Well, I think, it's tricky, I think, to include them when we don't know how this before these laws and regulations are tested. I think one of the key case studies or cases at the moment is to follow is what happens with the New York Times in the US, because they have sued OpenAI and Microsoft for using their content, and that their argument is that copyright should protect their content. In New Zealand, it doesn't fit, completely well in this framework what we have in that digital news media bargaining. But it should not be left outside either. So I think if you don't include the likes like OpenAI and Microsoft in that bill, then when do we see the next step, and when do we see the next law which then regulates this? So I think there's a big risk that they're never going to be included in that bill, even they say that we do that down the track.
And I mean, some news companies are already making deals with AI companies for their content. Why might we want to consider AI in the Fair Digital News bargaining bill to help regulate these deals?
So the bill is, as it stands and as I understand, designed to include Google and Facebook or Meta. And it gives, now they changed that some wording, and the law, as the current government is planning how they plan to implement, is closer to the Australian model, which gives the minister the power to decide which companies are included. So they talk about that, perhaps the TikTok and YouTube, YouTube is via Google in that bill anyway, but they don't talk about the Microsoft, for example. And Microsoft has become a big partner with the news companies, and it has one of the most prominent chatbots at the moment. So, the bill is it doesn't protect that copyright of the content. It's more sort of, you know, let's have a compensation of the links and snippets they're using, but not the content and not the archives, which are then trained these machines, if that makes sense.
And your study looks at how Microsoft's and Google's search functions and chatbots shape news discovery. How did you assess this, and what were some of the general results that you found?
So I did last year and this year collected data, you know, for 3 months each year, and looking at, you know, feeding them, asking them to give the New Zealand news of the day, and then further prompted the chatbots to give the more specific answers or links and sources to this news. And what I found in a year's time that, you know, a lot of that news visibility is disappearing in New Zealand context. We saw that, you know, in the first year, Google and in 2023, Google and Microsoft had quite a, you know, variety of New Zealand news sources in their search and chatbots. When we came to 2024, the diversity of the New Zealand news sources was dramatically dropping. So we saw only few news sources in their searches. And then the chatbots, when you prompt them further, then they will link it to completely bizarre places. So they, if you assume you ask them to provide you news sources, and then they go to like Weather Watch or Forex Exchange or completely random sites which have nothing to do with the news.
And with Google confirming its search engine will offer more AI answers than website links, potentially allowing it to use news companies' content for free, what implications do you think this might have on the Fair Digital News Bargaining Bill?
Well, I think I'm not sure that on the bill it should be, of course, considered, but the problem there is that because the Google tweak is how the answers for its search, there are no links anymore. It gives like a three paragraph answers, and these answers don't have links at all. You could argue, of course, that if there are no links there, why would they pay for the news company's content or those snippets which is included at the moment or is supposed to be included in the Fair News Bargaining Bill? So for the news companies, that further complicates their visibility and, you know, increases the risk that they become even more invisible because there are no direct links to their sites. Even if they give Google gives an answer that, okay, this has been the main news in New Zealand today, there are no links. So the link visibility and linking to the news companies is disappearing, which means that a lot of these arguments that news companies have said that, you know, okay, they're linking to our the content and they're using little snippets of our news, hence they should be paying for us. And this argument goes away if Google actually is changing or the way it has actually changed its search results.
That was AUT's Maria Mililati speaking to me about the risks of the relationship between AI chatbots and news platforms in light of the AI considerations being left out of the revived Fair Digital News Bargaining Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.